You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Amit Sood, the Chief Technology Officer and Head of Product at Simpler. Simpler provides e-commerce companies with top-notch U.S.-based customer service that's scalable and affordable through its network of work-at-home Simpler specialists. Simpler gives businesses much-needed access to high-quality human customer support. In a 24/7 connected world, Simpler lets e-commerce startups design and outsource an on-demand customer service solution that meets the needs of their business. Mr. Sood, a pleasure to have you today on the program.
Great to be here, Eric.
Yeah, certainly great to have you out. Looking forward to hearing all the details today. So I understand you have a consulting and engineering background, but this is your first time as an entrepreneur. How's the adjustment been from corporate life to startup life?
Yeah, Eric, I still have to pinch myself that I finally became an entrepreneur. A lot of the time I was in engineering and consulting, it kind of felt like when your mom tells you to eat your vegetables, she tells you it's going to do something good, but you're not sure what, and it doesn't taste great. But it really has helped me become an effective entrepreneur at Simpler. I mean, I have to constantly context switch from designing a new feature to pitching a new client to forecasting our budget. The second area has been, as an entrepreneur, you really get to focus on what matters and drives value because resources are scarce. And so one example there is that time is scarce. And so we don't have any regularly scheduled meetings. And I can't believe how liberating it's been to walk in and have an open calendar and focus on what matters and not what's scheduled. And then finally, one of the great things is I get to work with some amazing entrepreneurs who are doing trying to build amazing brands in the e-commerce space. And it's really inspiring to work with them, but it's also impactful that I get to see how we're helping them deliver their bottom line with our services at Simpler. Now, some of the harder parts for me, at least, have been, and it's been a massive sense of responsibility to the team and culture you're trying to build, because all of a sudden you've asked this team to join you in this journey. And they put their trust in you. And that's not a pressure that I was used to in my prior life. And then there's also this level of transparency. With a big company, there's always a place to hide when things aren't quite going the way you want them to, or you're having a bad day. But really, it's Simpler. You know, you have to take responsibility for how things are going, fix it, and then rapidly learn from it and move on. And so that's definitely been some of the harder parts on it of the job, but I wouldn't trade it. And I don't think I could ever go back to something bigger.
And I can certainly hear that from here. Good stuff. Now, how did the concept for Simpler come about?
Yeah, well, basically we noticed there was this huge discrepancy what big and small companies had access to in terms of customer solutions and customer service. So if you're a big company, you know, you go out and you can hire an entire in-house customer service team and run them 24/7, or you can invest in technology to help with your automation, or you can outsource everything to an offshore call center and run operations like that. But man, if you're a small company who's just trying to get by and grow their product line, those options really aren't available to you. And what we found is these entrepreneurs who are building e-commerce companies and were rapidly growing their brand were just getting this influx of inquiries from their customers, and they were really drowning in them, and they weren't able to respond to them kind of in a timely manner that would help them grow their business. And so at Simpler, we really felt our mission is to help these entrepreneurs scale their customer service operations. And our aim and mission is really twofold. One is to make it as easy as possible to set up, because we know these entrepreneurs don't have a lot of time to focus in on this area, and two, to make it affordable to them. So we like to typically be 40 to 60% cheaper than any of the in-house options that they're looking at of growing their team.
Now, from my knowledge, there hasn't been a ton of innovation in the customer service outsourcing industry. What do you think that is?
Well, for so long, customer service has been seen as a cost center. And when you view something as a cost center, you want to minimize costs, and it's kind of a race to the bottom. I mean, the classic example I like to give to this, and the one that probably everyone hates, is the IVR system that airlines use, where you're just kind of screaming into the phone, agent, 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 and hoping that you can finally arrive at a human person. But what's happened in the e-commerce space has been really impressive, and I think Amazon has really done a good job of raising the bar of what good service looks like for transactional relationships. And then you've got these really forward-thinking and successful online and direct-to-consumer brands like Casper Mattress, Dollar Shave Club, and Chewy.com that have put customer service at the forefront of their brand and growth strategy. And at Simplr, what we're trying to do is give entrepreneurs who are just starting out the same access to that kind of customer service that scales with them as they grow their business. Some of our key tenets are that we scale up and down with you. We save you time and money. It's a top-notch service with an amazing human team of Simplr specialists who are assisted by AI. And it's available 24/7, 365 days a year in the customer channels of your customer's choice.
And certainly some very helpful feedback there today. We're joined by Mr. Amit Sood, the Chief Technology Officer and Head of Product at Simplr, that provides e-commerce companies with top-notch U.S.-based customer service that's scalable and affordable, here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Mr. Sood, what makes a great customer service experience, and how does great customer service help small businesses grow?
Well, I'm really grateful here that I get to lead on my team, which has a lot of members who have a ton of experience in the customer service world. And it's amazing to hear that no matter what industry you're in, the basics of tenets of customer service stay the same. And that really is to be quick, be empathetic, and be everywhere. And by be everywhere, we mean meet the customer on their preferred communication platform. Whether they're on social today, text, phone, or email, they should be able to find your business and get the help they need when they need it. In fact, customer service is the number one factor that impacts a customer's level of trust in a brand they purchase for, and social media has made that even more important, because 45% of customers would share a bad customer service experience on social media, and 88% of people have been influenced by an online customer service review when making a buying decision. So really one of the important things is to give a positive, for small businesses especially, is to have their customers have a positive customer experience when they do have an issue or they have a question about your product. And that's the other area that we found is that small businesses, if they can actually staff customer service, can help people understand their products and make purchase decisions and actually contribute to the sales of their product.
Also, customer service outsourcing can sometimes elicit a negative connotation. How are you working to change that?
Yeah, I agree. Outsourcing tends to get a really bad rap. When it comes to customer service, you think about these massive impersonal call centers that really can't help you, or a stone cold robot running on a chat platform. What we feel at its core, outsourcing is just something that's there to help. And that's where Simplr is. We're here to help. We're not a call center, and we're operated by actual US-based humans. Now, we do use AI, of course, for scaling and helping high-growth companies. But we use a blend of AI, machine learning, and humans to deliver an efficient, scalable outsourcing solution that also has a heart and hopefully a sense of humor.
And humor can always be of help, no doubt. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, we really feel that Simplr is changing the way that small businesses can think about customer service outsourcing by providing that human touch that's available 24/7, 365. We're empowering small businesses to compete with major retailers. And we also have written a must-read ebook called The Entrepreneur's Guide to Customer Service that we'd love for all your listeners to take a look at. They can download it for free at www.simplr.ai/EPN. Once again, that's www.simplr.ai/EPN.
And we certainly appreciate that gesture. Amit, it's been our pleasure to have had you. All the best, and thanks for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Amit Sood, the Chief Technology Officer and Head of Product at Simpler, that provides e-commerce companies with top-notch U.S.-based customer service that's scalable and affordable. And for all the details, especially for EPN listeners, pay attention. It is simpler.ai/EPN. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.